Welcome to the Jet Setting Family Travel Podcast. My name is Rod, and our mission is to inspire and help you travel more together. This week, we are coming to you from sunny Playa del Carmen in Mexico, where we'll be spending about a month experiencing the slow travel lifestyle. We've got a couple of adventures lined up here all throughout the region. We are also headed down to Belize and Cozumel. So we're excited to give you a highlight of our experiences in this entire area. We are loving it so far, and we can't wait to share it with you on a future episode. On this week's episode, we are speaking with Leanne Melody, who we got to know about a year ago when we both competed for one of those dream travel job competitions. This one was for Cancun.com, and it was for an opportunity to travel and experience Cancun as the Cancun Experience Officer for 6 months and get paid doing so. So we both entered the contest. We both made it to the top 50. Unfortunately, neither of us won. But the phenomenal thing about it is that Leanne has won one of those contests before. So in this episode, we are excited to learn what it's like to win one of those contests, what it's like to do it, and any tips that she has for creating the best application if you are interested in applying to one of these dream travel job competitions, which seem to pop up about every month. So without further ado, let's get this started.
So today I'm super excited, as I told you guys, and I'm here with Leanne, who I met through the fabulous Cancun CEO competition that we will talk about later. and I'm excited to chat with her today. So here she is. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show. It's so great to finally speak with you in real time.
I know. If you guys don't know, we, as I said, met on the Cancun show and have followed each other since then, but have never spoken actually via Skype. So it's really fun to be able to actually have a conversation.
Yeah, I've been watching these guys for the longest time, and I've loved seeing their growth and their family just blossom around the world. It's truly the work you do is incredible.
Oh, well, same to you. We get to see all of your wonderful, beautiful photos. If you guys check out her page, she has amazing pictures.
Yeah, I'm based in Sydney, Australia, and I am a budding micro-influencer trying to find my voice in this world of social media.
So how did you first get into traveling to begin with? Like, how old were you when you first found your travel bug?
I grew up as an Aussie-born Filipino, so I was traveling at a really young age. My parents would always bring me back to the Philippines, so I got that level of culture shock really early on. But it wasn't until straight after high school, I was about 18, and I gathered all my life savings up to do a 8-week trip to the States with some mates. And yeah, the rest is history. Probably every year since then, I've on a trip. Yeah.
Where did you go when you were in the States?
I did the West Coast. So LA, San Francisco, San Diego, and then the East Coast, like New York, New Jersey, bit of Washington. Yeah. I haven't done much in between. So
that's pretty typical when people come visit, like to skip the middle because it's so far spread out. It's hard. The coasts seem more concentrated on where you can see.
Yeah. And also, like, I guess back then as a teenager, my only like attractions were things I'd seen on the media. So like Hollywood and like typical Times Square, Grand Canyon, you know, the deal, Las Vegas, all of that jazz.
So you funded a lot of travels on your own to start with and still save up to travel quite a bit. How do you manage to do these? Like, do you go home and work consecutively? Do you like to work on the road?
Yeah. Okay. So for a long while, I've been trying to balance this very unhealthy relationship where I just splurge all my money on trips and then I come home and then I just grind it out for a couple of months and then repeat. So it's literally a process of work, save, travel, repeat. And after my long 5-month trip away to Europe, I came back depleted of all my funds and just started rampantly just getting jobs left, right, and center. And I work a lot of jobs. I work a lot of different kind of jobs. I had 5 jobs at one point, I think last year, but I'm really trying to mellow out now.
It's a lot, but it's, I guess it's a sacrifice. People always say, like, everyone they see on Instagram must have these easy lives. And I don't think they realize, like, the sacrifice that goes in behind the travel.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that is a bit of the responsibility of us on social media, because how are they supposed to know when we only really post this highlights reel of us away? But I don't think we discuss enough about the grind. And for me, my reality back home is the grind is real. Like, I went through a couple of burnouts, just saving up for my trips. But that was fueled by this drive to save up for travel. I think the most shocking thing is when people ask me, or I've gotten this in the past, like, are you rich? How do you afford to do all this? Which is fair enough, but I've worked myself to the ground to save up every cent I've got to travel. So, yeah, even when I was younger and I saved up for my first trip to the States, that was an 8-week trip and I didn't have a proper job. I was just like, you know, penny pinching where I could. And my justification was like, why do I need to eat this burger when I could be eating it in the States? Or when this could cost me like 5 of these, like, dinners out could cost me like a balloon ride somewhere, you know, like, yeah. I would always justify it
to with, save like,
kind of travel experience.
So at one point through your travel journeys, you had applied for a contest, which we'll talk about just briefly. And you actually won, which I'm sure was so exciting. For those who don't know, it was the Bus About contest that she won, and she got to travel with the company for how long was that?
5 months, or close to 6 months. Yeah, around Europe.
Wow. How was I guess just quickly, like, the application process and to finding out you won? Were you surprised? Like, did you feel like you had a good chance?
Totally. So, well, I didn't think I had the best chance, just by the odds. But so it was a viral best job in the world type competition. Well, 6,000 to 10,000 people applied. It was crazy. The buzz was real. And I guess that's, you know, the trend now with lots of companies having these viral superstar like competitions, 1 in a 1,000,000 chance. I got the ad sent from my boyfriend and he was like, hey, you should totally apply. I looked at the criteria and I was like, wow, I tick all these boxes. I'm kind of at the right place at the right time. But I was like, I will never get it. These stuff, I never have good luck winning competitions. You know, there's 25 words or less style things that the magazines do. I've never been good with any of that. I've never found any luck doing any of it. So I just thought, oh, maybe I'll give it a go just because this was really what I wanted to do. But I didn't think I had a chance at all, to be honest. So yeah, I made a 3-minute video clip audition about who I was and the travels that I did, and you had to respond where your favorite place in the world was. And I took a trip to the Blue Mountains in Sydney and, yeah, looked up a 3-minute video, just put it out there. And next thing you know, I got shortlisted, had an interview, and long story short, I made it.
Woo, that's awesome. And I always love at least seeing through like your Cancun videos, like how authentic all your videos are. Like you know, you're not scared to be goofy and show your like fun side. And I think that really makes your videos stand out. So I could totally see why like a submission would be like so appealing.
Yeah. And I guess it was interesting because, you know, like after winning such an amazing experience like that, I was like, if I can do this, I can do anything. And then the Cancun thing came out and I was like, oh, round two, like, let's give it a crack. Obviously, it was a completely different audience, but I think I learned so much in applying for the Cancun job just because I realized that, you know, there's no one size fits all kind of formula for these sorts of things. And the biggest thing I'd recommend for anyone trying out one of those dream jobs, is that it is so important to be yourself. And, you know, we can't just compare us. It's not like this ranking system, like my video is necessarily better than yours. It's just that video at that time that I had submitted had really fit the message of the brand. Had really fit the kind of audience that they wanted to attract. And my personality shined through the others in ways that really resonated with what the brand, with what Bus About wanted.
So now that you've done your competition and now you're kind of focusing on your own platform and what you want to do, what do you see for your future? Do you have a Pacific region you want to go to? Do you want to focus on photography, videography? What is your big push on your personal brand in the years to come?
I want to do all the things, which is hard. But, you know, the more that I think about it, I really feel a draw towards video. So this year I'm looking to grow my YouTube more. I just feel that even on Instagram as a platform, my highest engagement and the most enjoyment I get is through stories, because I feel like it's the easiest way to connect to people. People can hear you and see how you are. And I feel like my personality shines above just my content, my regular beautiful photos. And I like, you know, I love photography and I feel like I have found my eye for beautiful photos, aesthetic photos, if you will. But I just, you know, I've never been a natural blogger. Like, I still struggle finding the message I want to be said and putting it to words. So I think that talking and video has just come a lot more natural for me.
I'm in that same boat, you know.
Yeah, I think so too. I think you're great on video. You capture really well.
Our blog, if anything's written, it's written by Rod, because don't like to write. It's not my strong suit. I would way rather just get on a story and talk about it. So I feel you there. We do need to do our blog more, but it's just I overanalyze and overthink, and then it's just not – I can't get it down.
I'm the same. And just, you know, I've never been a big essay person. Even when I consume media, I'd rather watch something or watch a story or watch a review than read about it. So naturally, I – do gravitate more towards video, and I really want to focus on just presenting more, just doing tips, discussional videos even. I definitely get a kick out of that, so that's definitely where I'm pushing this year.
Where do you have on your list of countries you would like to visit to in the near future?
Oh, well, India has been on my list for the longest time. For a long time, I didn't know if I was ready for it, just because it is so chaotic and a lot of people come out of it either loving it or hating it. I think I'm at a point now where I would just love it, and I'm so ready mentally for it. I would also have to say Myanmar. So Burma, definitely really, really high up on my list. And Mongolia.
Okay. That's a more unique choice.
Yeah. And lately I've been looking up Pakistan. I've seen amazing hikes there, crazy nature. And I overheard on one of your podcasts, it's like the more that you travel, the bigger your list gets, you know? So I'm really interested in, yeah, all those unique destinations that I don't see much content on.
Yeah. I think you'll love India, though. I spent about a month there by myself and loved it. I truly did love it. It was chaotic. Well, New Delhi itself was chaotic. I went up north as well, up into the mountains, and I actually went to the Pakistan-India border there. I did not cross over.
Wow.
But that area was a lot calmer, and it was beautiful and peaceful. But the cities are chaotic, but it's also vibrant and really exciting. So,
yeah. Was this solo?
I did solo. So this was 2008, maybe? A while, 10 years ago? Yeah. But it was beautiful. I really did like it. And I met some lifelong friends there. So, you know.
The connections you make when you are traveling is something else. You just share so many unique experiences that you'll never forget, really. And it's also hard, like, coming back home and then trying to retell your stories, but people don't get it. And you just don't really want to sound like you're just boasting about your travels. Oh, there she goes again. The people you travel with, like, you get it. And I love that you can replay memories that you might have missed or fill in the gaps of stories that you don't remember.
I do think that's a beautiful thing about traveling with friends or family. You know, for us as our family is you do have that. I remember whenever I would backpack abroad and I'd go home and it was just like, I had all these things that were like in my soul, like, and I was so excited about. And it, like you said, it was like, nobody got it. I was like, oh,
no,
man.
Yeah. And, you know, they're just trapped in your garage in like an old diary. But if you have someone that can recount it, or even another point of view of the same story, it's just a really nice feeling. And it's kind of like, you know, when you do something alone over time, you kind of think, did that really happen? There's so many gaps in your memory that you don't know if they're true memory or if you made it up.
It's a dream.
Maybe that's just me. I have a bad memory.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with us. And can you tell everyone where they can find your work that you put out there, your content, where they can see your beautiful pictures?
So my main platform right now is Instagram. It's instagram.com/@lionmelody, L-I-O-N, like the lion, melody. And my YouTube is Leanne Melody. And my Facebook is Lion Melody Travels. So I wish they were all just one word, but unfortunately, you know, I didn't beat to the username game in time and everything's just taken. So
well, we'll be sure Lion to Melody. Link them in the show notes so everyone can link them down below. And definitely check out her amazing work, her amazing content. It's exciting to see where you're going to end up traveling now that you're pursuing your own platform to kind of see where your voice takes you.
Yeah. It's an interesting time. I feel like doors are all open.
That's so true. That's so true. I remember being so sad when we knew that like the Cancun thing wasn't in our future at all. And it's like, I look back now at the last 6 months and I'm like, gosh, we've done so many great things on our own and we've gotten to experience. Yeah. It was almost like, well.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like every door that closes and a new one that opens. So. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Something like that.
Well, thanks so much for chatting.
Thank you so much, Leanne, for joining us on the show today. For all of you that are really interested in the competitions that Leanne has been in and where she's traveled to, make sure that you check her out on Instagram @LionMelody. And for those of you that missed last week's episode, we had a fun announcement at the end of that show where we released our digital course, The Art of the Pitch. So over the past 9 months, we've saved over $78,000 in free accommodations at hotels, products, and services all throughout our travels. And we are so excited to share it with you on that course. So go and check out thejetsettingfamily.teachable.com if you are interested in learning how we pitch brands, how we collaborate, how we deliver those products, and how we use all of that content to upgrade and improve our pitch for future collaborations. Next week's episode is going to be all about cruising. I know we are the Jet Setting Family, but we are also honored to be ambassadors for Royal Caribbean, where we've had two cruise experiences, and we are going to tell you all about the benefits, all about the fun activities that we've had while cruising, as well as give you some recommendations on how you can make your next cruise a fun one as well. Once again, thank you so much for listening, and until next time, happy jet setting.
The Podglomerate, a sonic universe.
Ever wonder if they were listening to you? So did Al Franken. Yep, that Al Franken. He was just on our podcast impersonating his former Senate colleagues in the name of privacy.
What the Hack with Adam Levin will make you feel more chill about the unchill things that happen online and off, with easy-to-understand tips to make your life a little less hackable.
Join us as we look at the ways people get scammed and hacked. What the Hack with Adam Levin is a weekly cyber true crime show that unravels a fresh new hell every Monday.
What the Hack with me, Adam Levin, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Jennifer Lincoln, board certified OBGYN, and you may know me from social media where I spend a lot of my time educating about everything reproductive health. This podcast is called Let's Talk About Down There, and that's what I'm doing. I am talking about down there with no shame, no stigma, a lot of fun, and a lot of education. And why? Because when we talk about these things, we educate and we empower ourselves. Call in, leave a question, and know that it's okay to have questions about your body, and we're going to answer them.